Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, DP Austin Norman. We are Old School, brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Grease and Butcher Shop. Three locations in Lincoln, one in Omaha. Got Thanksgiving coming up. So if you don't have all the goods, they have it for you. If you want to get through the weekend and get your last couple grilling days, and even though I grill when it's cold, they got that for you as well. They got pre-made meals, single size and family size as well, and pasta as well. Like the jerkies, and I stopped by there the other day. They got some candy in there, so that, I got a sweet tooth. So got everything underneath the sun.
Let me catch you here real quick. This whiteboard thing,
yeah,
is a next level sort of deal, and I'm gonna get us. We need a sponsor for it.
Yeah, we're gonna give you a couple freebies,
right?
I think the great thing about the whiteboard is, I think it's the biggest thing that I try to do, the few times I'm on radio, is I don't take myself too serious. Football is I try to talk sports just like if we were in the garage or in my garage watching sports. But then also a good thing is for the fans to be able to learn the game. During the off season or after the bowl season, we'll be doing some online teaching classes. But this is really good here because it'll allow fans. First of all, please don't try to coach from the stands or your computer or your TV. But
my armchair? I'm a really good armchair quarterback.
You can do it on Mondays because we do the same thing on Mondays. But I think that one of the cool things as a fan is if you can see something and then it could just maybe trigger some thought that maybe you heard it. Obviously, with 93.7 The Ticket. More importantly, we're the first ones to ever do this. We did it yesterday. We talked about an important play against USC. Now, this is an important play or concept that's going to play Nebraska here. And I decided to do this one here because various people over the over the whole season have talked about the 3-3-5. Mm-hmm. So this is Big Bad Alabama. Mm-hmm. If you look at it, they're running the 3-3-5 here. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, they got, three D linemen, 1, 2, 3, right? You got two backers, right? And then you have kind of like a hybrid guy, which is here or here, or here or here, right? And so what you have to look for, right, here's a tell-all right here if you're a linebacker. Quarterback is at this depth. Running back is at this depth, okay? When he's even, he's leaving. If he's even with him, you could think, outside zone, maybe some what I call mid zone, which is essentially inside zone, or it's going to be some sort of like RPO quick pass, right? So the fact that he's off the ball, number one, you can't see it here because it's not very clear, but it's clear enough. You have a tight end here, okay, right? And then you have the receiver here. So anytime that you have what's called the running back and the tight end is a Y, we call Y, is opposite with Wisconsin with no window dressing. Window dressing is this guy motion, whether it's orbit all way, all way in the back right here, or across the formation, it is a high percentage of run, right? It's the same thing with USC right here. So they're just sitting up here. They say, you know, we're going to line up and we're going to come right at you. All right. So now you see two big guys pulling right here. Okay. It's their version of counter or not counter, or you could call it counter, or this is like G pull. We used to call it double G pull. Okay. We used to call it big G pull because there's two guys, right? So essentially in this version of 3-3-5, on defensively, we have what's called a zero technique right here. This is a five right here.
So head on head.
So the five technique is head up with the tackles. So the reason why you have two guards pulling, and I'll get that off of there.
Hence the double G, the big
double
G.
G's is because they're uncovered, right? So back in the day, they would call this a Oki front. Okay.
The old wide tackle six flex.
The Oki front is just meaning that the two guards are uncovered and you have two backers here. So there's these two guys right here. So that's why they pull, right? So they're trying to create some sort of leverage, right? And they figure that they got the advantage. So they're pulling right here, right? So this is the defense that Nebraska runs, right? And so the first question is...
Wait, Nebraska runs a 3-3-5 and Alabama runs a 3-3-5?
Yeah.
What?
Right.
Yeah. Not as many complaints.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico. How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Yeah, not as many complaints.
Not
right?
as many
File
complaints.
That one away.
And actually, not as many complaints.
And here's the thing: Alabama generally runs a 3-3-4, but they're playing 3-3-5 right here. The biggest question is, since you don't have the tight end covered up by or a nine technique, which would be outside the tight end or a seven or what, who's gonna set the edge? There's multiple ways with a 3-3-5 that you can set the edge. You can set the edge with this guy right here. Okay, this guy right here. Play side, which you see these guys pulling, so it's going to the defense's left, offense's right. Short side of the field, boundary, or whatever you want to call it. Or this guy here. That's the three guys that can set the edge. Now, I will tell you, this guy is setting the edge. This is what's called a cat blitz. I like a cat blitz with this guy on the ball. Right? So he's cat blitzing in here. He's causing havoc, okay? Scribbling here, so we're going to go back, right? Keep going. Okay. So then we'll go to the next frame here. Look at this, Austin. There we go. Next frame. Now you see all the mess here going on. Now we got action. Okay. You got two big guys pulling. Okay. We got the cat blitz right here. The best part is we got the lookout block. That's called a lookout block. Look out. Here he comes. Right? Now, offensively, this guard should have probably picked up first color. He's trying to turn up inside, right? So the guys that make the play, this right here, to make it go, is obviously the cat blitzer. Play side backer has to get what's called over the top and downhill in the mix. You see he's doing that. Well, how do you do that? One, you got to have good pre-snap alignment. You got to know your assignment, and then you got to communicate like heck. And then you got to execute. That means your footwork, your pad level, and your eyes, especially playing inside, has to be impeccable playing against a run team like Wisconsin, because they got some big old Jolly Green Giant linemen that can actually run at times. Okay? He can either really hang backside and shoot the backside gap depending on what the cat blitzer does and what the safety's doing. So essentially these two right here, I'll put the asterisks here, are trading responsibilities. He's the edge setter. I'll get better at this. There we go. And this guy is going to go play whether if it's a third or a half, right? And they're expecting it to come out quick, even if it's run or pass. Well, they got the perfect call for this right here. The lineman doesn't see him. You're about to create havoc. You got good over-the-top field players. You got the backside player. Then actually you got the alley player here when needed. But you got extreme force right here. And look at the line of scrimmage. This is the blue line right here is the line of scrimmage. You got Bama guy here, Bama guy here, Bama guy here. They are resetting the offensive line or offensive scrimmage. So it doesn't matter what front you're using. They are resetting the line of scrimmage on top of having a free runner, good player, alley player, backside. All while these two, they can play what I like to call is box or triangle, right? Whereas you have a defender here, there's a safety not in the screen. Here, I'll do the little right there. Is that geometry, Austin? Triangle.
That's geometry. That's trig. That's whatever you want to call it.
That's three.
Football 101.
That also looks like Groucho Marx.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Give a brother a break now. Give a brother a break. Listen. As long as you know what it is, yeah. It's working. Yeah. It's a triangle, which is actually 3-on-2. So 3-on-2. He has first inside breaker. He has deep and outside. He has second vertical. And high and inside. This guy right here has the best job going. Okay? But you got to have great footwork. What does this look like? What we saw yesterday. First inside breaker. Now, without help by the safety, because the safety is here and the backers are gone, you see him playing a little bit higher.
Top down. Like top down. Yesterday.
So that's the difference, right? So now we're going to keep moving on. So now we can get to... What did I do wrong here? All right, here we go. I got it, Austin. Relax.
Well, see? It's not my job to relax.
Come on, John. Come on, John Madden Jr. Yeah, yeah, let's okay, go.
We're
bro.
Getting it here.
Let's
go. This is the pre-snap right here.
And Jay, you haven't given us one. Boom! Right
no,
there.
No, we're not. So this right here is what you see right here. So this is the 3-3-5. You see a Bama guy here. Here, that's a 0-5. Okay. And this is a six technique. It's a loose five. You play a loose five when you have a slot here. Okay? You got backer here. Okay? Backer here. Let's call this guy a backer here. Okay? You got it. Let's say this is a safety and safety. Okay? That's 3-3-5 all day. Okay? That's exactly what it looks like from the offensive perspective and what Nebraska plays at times. Okay? So you can, contrary to belief, you can play it. And Nebraska has played well against the run. Now let's go to the next one.
To steal from Strick, pause. That how does from Tony White when he sees Wisconsin in this lineup?
Right.
How is he counting linemen versus defenders? Is he doing half the field center over?
Yeah, you do center over. Right. So that's a really good question there, DP. So essentially, even though the play's running. This is where the center is, right where the ump is. Okay. Hopefully he's got
head
his,
on.
Hopefully he's doing his job.
Right.
So you're counting from here to here. So as much as the offensive linemen count, you see him pointing defense and coordinators. And as you do, you don't want to be outnumbered, but that's the reason why they pull both of these. I'm going to go back here twice, three, four, five times. Okay. That's why they pull, both of these guys here. To try to get a numbers advantage to this side of the ball. But when you have an option off of it, okay, and you have everybody invested, that's why the little pipsqueak comes in there and gets the advantage back to you. Because old buddy right here, he got the lookout block. He got the, I don't know what I'm doing block. Because actually, when this guy goes here on this cat blitz, he should go and try to crack the safety because if somehow they get the edge, it's cock the head back, strike up the band, and you're going. But he does nothing. So that when you do nothing, it's a bad play. What is this right here? This is called we'll call this right here DA, direct access to the ball carrier or quarterback or defensively, direct access to your second and third level is not good anyways.
Isn't this the thing that Matt Rhule and Dana talked about in those direct access plays where they want Nebraska offensively to be able to win against that direct access player?
Right. Well, you want it.
Against the safety. Look, if we've schemed everything up and it's running back versus safety.
You want to beat that. This is a little bit hard because you would like to get that stock block there. But in theory, right. Stock block.
Yeah.
Or
S-T-A-L-K.
S-T-A-L-K.
What is that?
It's pretty much just one-on-one.
Those are fun. That's
what Austin, we've been struggling
at. I see you before you see me. I know what's coming.
You don't.
You don't. I'm pulling. I target you from a distance.
With bad intentions, probably.
That's the ear hole, but stock block.
middle fastball.
Yeah.
The stock block is out with the pipsqueaks out here.
Gotcha.
Okay. Receiver on, DB, so forth and so on. So when you see this play going here, if you just took this snapshot right here, you'd be like, even though Bama has this cat blitz on, you're like, you know what? This is going to be a pretty dang good play.
Yeah.
Right? There's no edge setter. Okay. Even though this is here, if the lineman blocks out here and you crack back here, it's up to this running back to make some money. Okay. Neither happened. Bama end up stopping it for a no gain. Guess what happened? Okay, do we have one more, Austin?
We should have one.
Okay, we got one more here.
I think it's just a mess.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. You don't get to see this. But they had a guy here. I'm going to circle him right here. He's number 96. Destroyed the whole play. Beat the center. Beat the second puller. There he is right there. Along with the cat blitzer right there. We used to call it street sweeping. Sweep his legs. And there's big man right there, right? Now, here's the safety, or here's the linebacker over top. Here's the second guy right here, right? Here's a guy winning. Here's a guy winning coming underneath. And this is the guy that would be over there playing the third. So they're winning at the point of attack. They're winning at the alley filler. They're winning at the backside. But more importantly, they're winning the line of scrimmage.
Numbers advantage.
So pre-snap, it looked like they were at a disadvantage. Yeah. How do you get the advantage back? By playing good fundamentally, good eyes, and then also know what the cat blitz, which is generally a check, or it could be predetermined. But then also, in order to be effective with that cat blitz, you got to have safeties that are not going to be overzealous to come up here and get beat. Look at your buddy right here on a double move and go.
Yep.
He's still looking to figure out who to block.
Yep.
He still don't know. There's one guy he can block two. You could at least came over here and said you blocked somebody. He didn't. But more importantly, with Bama and how they played against Wisconsin, this is early in the season, is that for Nebraska, you got to win the line of scrimmage. And you might not be able to knock these big boys back, but you can't give them the line of scrimmage. And then our second and third levels, however it comes scheme-wise, have to really set the edge, alley filler, backside, but then also the linemen, the defensive linemen, have got to get off blocks and make up for any mistakes or any discrepancies in the filling that I mentioned before by their effort to the ball. And that's how you stop this Wisconsin offense. That's how you make a new offensive coordinator frustrated. That's how you win your sixth game and send the seniors out, by setting the tone, which then therefore will allow you to dictate on third down and feel very comfortable with our defensive backs and our coverages to match up with their skill position guys.
Well, what this sort of film study allows Husker defenders to remove from the process is chaos.
Yeah.
It removes chaos. Listen, big body coming, you're expecting it, you know where you're under duress, you know where the stock blocks are coming from, you understand where they're trying to get their numbers from, and then you just have to do your job.
Do your job, and then go play football.
Yeah.
Do your job. Sometimes is this right here, is even if this cat blitzer who came off the corner here, say he doesn't get the chance to make the tackle, maybe he's like this defensive lineman where you take up one and two pullers. Because the best thing that you want as a defense, right, as a defensive coordinator, defensive player, is you want one, two guys of their big offensive line, those big maulers, looking and saying, you know what, we don't know who to block, and we didn't block anybody. Because you got two less guys that have their hands on you, that can lean on you, and you got one, two, three, four, five is a free runner, five guys that can go track down that ball. Especially when you have a quarterback right here that isn't as elusive or RPO threat as the guy you played last week. So it allows you to be more.
And they're different accounts. So if this is Nebraska's defense, or let's say it's Wisconsin's defense, and Nebraska's lined up this way, the difference in it would be if Dillon was running quarterback under this scheme versus Harbert.
Yeah, it would change some stuff, and then you might not cap blitz as much. You might actually bring a guy up on the line of scrimmage, because then therefore you really are playing an RPO threat.
And that's how the advantage that Tony White has is looking at this film, knowing, okay,
yeah,
I kind of know what I'm getting at quarterback. I kind of know what he want to do. I'm going to scheme against the tendency, and then if they just happen to go against tendency,
that's fine.
They got
then,
a shot.
Then you got to go, but then you got to just say tip your hat, and then you make your adjustments and put that in your memory bank. But more importantly, when you look at the Oregon game, okay, Wisconsin ran the ball efficiently enough and effectively enough to make the game close. Now you have to make sure that you know, you can say Oregon traveled a long way. Wisconsin probably played a very tight game. That means they ran the clock down. They are very, very decisive in when they wanted to snap the ball, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. Now, but at the end of the day, DP, they played about as good as they could and learned from how they got blown out from Alabama playing a team that are more talented later in the year. But the thing is that you got to take away from it, they still lost.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're on a 3-game losing streak. We're on 4. So they're not coming in here with a whole bunch of confidence. So they're ripe for the picking. So what you have to do is you have to do your job, and then you got to do more. That means you have to take as excited as you will get is if you could be like this young man here, again, a tackle for loss or a sack. You have to be equally and sometimes more excited by picking off a puller or defeating your block and then setting the edge so your other counterpart can make those plays. Once you do that, you will dominate Wisconsin, because they've only scored 13, 10, and 13 their last three games. So this isn't a juggernaut coming in, and they don't have the skill position guys or quarterback to say, you know what, we're going to go five wides. That actually stretches you horizontally. And what do we always like to say, Austin? If you want to get explosive in college football and the pros, you get explosive in between the numbers, and in particularly the hashes. Mm-hmm. That's it, man. So – anyways, whiteboard, we'll see what happens after this week, but that's a play to look for. What's the in the Cliff Notes? The depth of the back, no movement or window dressing, and if there is window dressing, who's doing it? So if it's 39 or they're tight end being the orbit motion guys, all they're doing is just going somewhere to where they would be static. When the little pipsqueaks do orbit motion, most likely it's either some sort of toss opposite of where he's motion or try to RPO. There you go. Anyways, with that being said, we're going to take a quick break. Come back. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, DP. We'll be right back.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday!" Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.